On the show today, we have Pop IO's very own Jed Taylor and Tim Pranger talking about, wow, what a year it's been because of obviously the pandemic, all the changes, and especially how video has played a role in here. And also, they talk about how video can complement today's virtual branch, all the benefits that it brings to members, and they share many, many anecdotes on this topic. So really great talk with these guys. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the gentleman from Pop.io. And up first, right below us is Jed Taylor. Jed, how you doing, sir?
Doing super. Great to be with you again. Even though we're not at a show, it's good to be on here through video.
We're usually live and in person, but hey, you know, we're taking advantage of the video technology, as you guys well know. And then right next to me is Mr. Tim Pranger, also from Pop.io. Tim, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Just happy to be here and happy to be talking to someone that's not in my house.
Got it. Hey, it's been quite a year, as we know. That's like the understatement of all time. But so how has the year gone for you? Tim, I'm going to let you go first on this one. How has the year gone? Obviously, because COVID and there's so many angles we could take this with 2020, but there's obviously some big changes, obviously, with video. So from your perspective, what are some of these big changes that are, you know, due to the pandemic? Because you guys have really come through for a lot of credit unions with your video technology.
Yeah, we definitely have. And I'm going to preface all of this with saying that that's not ever how we wanted the year to go, not how we wanted this to start and how we wanted to help people. We just want to help people bring people together and make them connect and allow them to get business done. But allowing them to do it safely has become the talk of the year. So we've seen huge volume growth, just 300% this year. If you go back to this time last year, we're up almost 700%. Terms of video call volume. So tons and tons of connections are being made. And thankfully, it's in a safer way for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the timing of your technology is impeccable, I guess, for lack of a better terminology, or lack of a better word. It's just the timing of all that. I mean, even like we're doing this on Zoom now. I mean, the timing of Zoom, you know, has been it's really almost kind of odd in a way. And Jed, do you have anything to add to this one because of all the big changes that have gone on as well, especially on the video side of things?
Yeah, I think one thing that we saw a lot, which was unfortunate, is that many credit unions had to close branches. And the need to be able to provide that branch service was something that we were really proud to be able to offer. Our team really stepped up because we saw a ton of growth in call volume, and our team was working really hard around the clock, and we were offering free service to a few credit unions that needed that, you know, that assistance as their branches were closing. So I was really proud about having our team step up, help the credit union industry as they're facing this unprecedented time of branches closing. It's just nobody ever thought that a branch would close for several weeks and months in some cases. So it's been crazy, but happy that we're part of the industry and able to help provide our service.
Yeah, and we were talking before the recording, like, you know, if video wasn't king pre-COVID, it certainly is now. And I just want to get your thoughts on that. Tim, I'm going to start with you on just, I mean, this is an off the top of my head question, but just how important is video even as a service now?
Yeah, no, 100%. I was just talking to a credit union in Minnesota last week, and they let me know that they're self-imposing another branch shutdown because they can't justify having their employees there.
Right.
So you look at the value of video and how you deliver your service, your values uniquely, and that's how you do it, right? Mega banks aren't thinking that way. They're thinking chatbots, AI. They're trying to do it kind of in a depersonalized way and really take the human element out of it. And by adding that face back in, you're comfortable, you feel like you can trust someone, and you can have a conversation again with someone that you know and trust.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, that the video just really keeps that connection, that bond going, where an AI chatbot just can't quite get there. doing something like this.
So, exactly.
Yeah, Jed, do you have anything else to add on? I mean, because video obviously is just, you know, over the top with everything right now.
Yeah, I think it's a way that we're learning to connect as a society. to do things safely. So it's not just something that's happening, of course, in banking. It's really across our entire society through personal interactions, through, you know, talking to grandparents safely, those types of things. It's just super common.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding a lot more people turning their video on during a video conference. I mean, we've used these different types of WebEx, Zoom type technologies for almost a decade. But this year I've seen a significant increase in the number of people click to turn video on. It's just a way to see each other,
yeah,
to have that connection that you can't, because we can't be face-to-face shaking hands or giving hugs. We're all getting used to turning that video on and being on that webcam to chat with people.
Yeah.
I think it's great because it really changes that dynamic, changes the way we communicate with people.
Agreed. And that's what, I mean, and that's, again, the great connector with banking, with credit unions and using this type of technology. It keeps that connection, that bond alive. And Jed, I'm going to stick with you on this question. That leads me to virtual branches. So what does the virtual branch look like? Obviously, video is going to play a huge part in that. So what does it look like from your perspective?
Yeah, video banking is a big part of a virtual branch. But as you think about a physical branch, the traditional branch, and all of the reasons you create a traditional branch,
mm-hmm,
a virtual branch essentially accomplishes those same things with a significantly lower cost and a significantly higher reach and extent. So let me give you a couple examples.
Sure.
As you think about why we've created branches, many members might say, well, we created branches so that we can do transactions, right? Some members might think that, but really from a credit union perspective, they create branch to put their best people out there, the people that can talk to them and consult with people, help them solve financial problems, help them select products. And really, that's one of the primary purposes of creating a branch, is to get your services out there. And as Tim mentioned, the megatechs are moving more towards self-service. Do it yourself, figure it out, sign up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the community FIs, particularly these credit unions, they want to provide that personalized service to help people choose those products.
Right.
A virtual branch is a way for a credit union to get their people out to the members and make it accessible. We feel like it's not a branch, it's not a real branch without real people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sets these credit unions apart. So using video banking, a virtual branch can connect product experts to your members as they have these financial questions and dilemmas that they're trying to sort through. We saw that a ton during COVID. We had people that couldn't come into a branch because the branch was closed, but they had to talk to somebody about some of the dilemmas they had. They needed to defer payments on loans. They needed to talk about PPP loans. They needed to figure out how they could do and navigate some of the challenges that they have. And it couldn't just be something fill out a form. They needed to talk to somebody that could help guide them through these challenges. So a virtual branch is really about making that happen, making those connections happen, letting those conversations take place, but take place in a safe and economical way.
Right. And Tim, some of the benefits for credit union members here with a virtual branch, what are a few benefits here? Obviously, the connection, again, is really the glaring one for me, at least for me it is, or the bonding. So what are some other benefits?
Yeah, you know, I think it's all about tying complete experiences, right? So seeing you face to face is wonderful, but if we can't achieve what we needed to or wanted to at the end of this call,
yeah,
not ideal, right? So asking me to go into other channels to get everything done. So, you know, incorporating those educational experiences, those signing experiences, those document exchanges where you can actually get banking done, really facilitates what that virtual branch is trying to do and goes above and beyond what those other technologies are trying to do. Chet hit on it again about the mega banks and chatbots. I was talking to a credit union yesterday. They brought up chatbots. They reached out to a credit union that had it on their site and said, hey, what county do I need to live in to be a member of this credit union?
Mm-hmm.
And the chatbot simply responded, we serve 8 counties.
Oh, a little bit more detailed than that.
Yeah, yeah. Not exactly answering the question. It's a fast response, right? But it didn't solve the question that she had when she reached out.
Right.
And if you look at how that extrapolates to more complex interactions, you need to get it done you need to serve that need right when they have it.
Precisely. Yeah. Chatbots certainly have their place, but in situations like that, you really need somebody there to get, to dig down a little bit to more than name the actual county, please. And
yes,
let me know if I'm one of them, not just,
more details would be good.
just a little bit. Hey, Jed, now some of the benefits, some of the benefits of a virtual branch includes the convenient access to profitable services and efficient branch staffing. So Pop.io's customer data shows results. Can you share some of these results that you guys have discovered here?
Sure. A couple of things I'll share is that 20%, so from a convenience standpoint, 20% of the video calls are done outside of normal hours. We've also had a number of our credit unions share that they've been able to service their members that are not in their immediate branch footprint. So some have been staffed overseas, some have been traveling overseas. And just having that convenience to manage that and provide that service. Also, the benefit from the credit union standpoint, obviously there's the efficiency that comes with centralized lending. You don't have to have a mortgage expert in every single branch location.
Yep.
They can be accessible anywhere. So that creates unbelievable economies of scale for a credit union. And it also creates some flexibility for the workforce. We're talking about kind of the new normal, and several of our credit unions have people that work from home. So their mortgage officers work from home. One of our credit unions up in the Pacific Northwest, two of their three mortgage officers or mortgage specialists are work from home, and their wealth specialist is actually living two states away. And so, you know, they move, they're down there, but they're just great at what they do. Go ahead and let them provide this service to the members. Yeah. And so it really creates a lot of convenience and value to a member and value to the credit union. And we have great results when we have these connections. 96% satisfaction rates that gives us, five-star ratings for these video calls. And it's the service that's provided. It's that personal service, that interaction, that experience that people just thrive in. They just enjoy.
You know what I mean?
It's really provided a lot of benefits for the credit unions that deployed these virtual branches.
Well, and the flexibility too. You're talking about the mortgage specialists and the wealth manager, all that, all the folks that aren't normally in every branch. Because I remember the day, I mean, this is not too long ago, when you would go into a branch, hey, is the mortgage person here? No, they're only here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you come back tomorrow, well, that's not the case anymore. They're available, I don't want to say 24/7, but they're available every day through video now. And it doesn't
exactly.
So
yeah, there's no reason to send somebody away. Bring them into the video banking room. They can connect to that expert, and that expert could be in another branch, or they could be in the headquarters. It doesn't matter where they could be at home, like we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where they're at. Don't turn that member away. Let them come in and have that experience in branch, or if they're at home, let them connect when and where they want to be.
Indeed, indeed. Gosh, and the significance of all this, Tim, is it the flexibility? Is it the connection? Is it not letting the member go out the door and and get distracted and go somewhere else? That type of thing. What's the overall?
It's all of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's putting those three things together and really completing what they wanted to do and providing a great experience, right? So you don't get to 96% positive experiences without doing something right.
That's true.
And I'm going to say that that's more than likely our clients and what they're doing with their members to get to that rating.
Mm-hmm.
And even in unideal circumstances or less than ideal circumstances, people are having great experiences. We had one where the member's webcam was upside down and they giggled the entire time because they couldn't figure it out and flip over their webcam. But
love it.
They had a great experience and they smiled the whole time, and it was a positive story for the credit union, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and that lady has since called back in again and flipped her webcam. This time it was right side up and still had a great time. So it's all about that connection and what that connection enables you to do once that person, that expert, is face to face.
And you can have a little bit of fun with it too, you know? So
exactly.
I think there's a big part of that, Mike, as you think about really it's putting smiles on the faces of these members. And that comes from that connection, that comes from meeting their needs and having those conversations to help them. And I think it's all the combination of all of these things essentially leads to a satisfied member. And if that's happening, then the credit unions are competing against these mega techs. They're making a difference in the lives of the people they serve. And that's what their mission is. That's what they're there to do.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And that's, and that kind of takes me back to my part of the reason why I started CU Broadcast was to not only get stories out there on video and things like that, but it was also to capture the personalities out there and create a connection with people that I was interviewing and have them create a connection with other people in the industry. And so it's the same thing with the credit union, the member connection. You know, it's just when you see, when you're face to face and you see something, you capture the personality, you capture so much more than, you know, than other ways than a chatbot. so it's just really cool how far we've come in such a short time and how it's really accelerated this year. And you guys have really come through for a lot of folks out there. So kudos to you guys for the service that you provide. So it's really, really good stuff for sure.
Thank you. It's been a good year and we're hoping that we can continue to provide that service as we go into the next year. We have call volume growth, as Tim mentioned, has gone crazy and it's been growing. It didn't dip after COVID. You'd think, COVID, yeah, okay, it's going to go up and then it's going to come back down. No, our call volume today is higher than it was during the peak of COVID. So we're continuing to grow and feel very blessed to have the opportunity to serve as many credit unions as we do.
Well, I think people see how easy it is and how fun it is and how well it works. And so I think that trajectory is going to continue to go up. So good stuff. I think this video thing is going to hang around for a little while, huh?
We're sure counting on it.
Yes, we are.
All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up here? This is good. Great stuff. Great stuff indeed. Any final thoughts?
Appreciate what you do, Mike. We appreciate the time. Yep.
Sure. Anytime. Anytime, guys. Well, keep up the good work. And Tim, did you want to say anything else?
No, I just ditto what Jed said. We're definitely counting on it. And we're sure happy to be serving and bringing smiles to the faces of members and experts across the country.
Well done, guys. Well done, guys. Well, I look forward to the next chat for sure. And again, keep up the good work and then be well, be safe. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. Same to you.
You are welcome.